William Morrow and Harper Audio present Dead Witch Walking by Kim Harrison, performed by Marguerite Gavin.
1. I stood in the shadows of a deserted shopfront across from the Blood and Brew pub, trying not to be obvious as I tugged my black leather pants back up where they belonged. This is pathetic, I thought, eyeing the rain-emptied street. It was way too good for this. Apprehending unlicensed and black art witches was my usual line of work, as it takes a witch to catch a witch. But the streets were quieter than usual this week. Everyone who could make it was at the West Coast for our yearly convention, leaving me with this gem of a run. A simple snag and drag. It was just the luck of the turn that had put me here in the dark and rain. Who am I kidding? I whispered, pulling the strap of my bag farther up my shoulder. I hadn't been sent to tag a witch in a month, unlicensed, white, dark, or otherwise. Bringing the mayor's son in for wearing outside of a full moon probably hadn't been the best idea. A sleek car turned the corner, looking black in the buzz of the Mercury street lamp. This was its third time around the block. A grimace tightened my face as it approached, slowing. "Damn it," I whispered. "I need a darker door front." "He thinks you're a hooker, Rachel," my backup snickered into my ear. "I told you the red halter was slutty. Anyone ever tell you that you smell like a drunk bat, Jinx?" I muttered, my lips barely moving. Backup was unsettlingly close tonight, having perched himself on my earring. Big dangling thing. The earring, not the pixie. I'd found Jinx to be a pretentious snot with a bad attitude and a temper to match.